Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Manufacturing yesterday, not looking that flash. Services, very, very important because it's a major part of the economy. What do we know?
Yeah, big part of the economy, Mike. So we had a few warning signs, warning flags in the performance of manufacturing index. So this is the performance of services. Again, this is BNZ Business New Zealand. So we're looking for some better news, and really, a few more encouraging signs, which we sort of got, but it wasn't really convincing. The authors of this report said last month that there needed to be a sizable bounce to convince them that there wasn't a slowing in the services sector. Now, we did get a bounce. I guess the debate is whether the bounce is sizable or not. It went from 52.0 to 53.6, so yes, it increased. Was that a bounce? Not sure. The long-term average is 54.4, so you're sitting below that. And if you look at the detail, there was a bit of a spike in inventory, and that's not the way to improve the index if the inventory isn't actually being sold. All it means is that you're buying stuff you can't necessarily move on. So the sub-index has showed some improvements. So you combine the manufacturing, the services indexes together, you get, and you can look at the correlation of that composite index with GDP. And what does that tell us? Well, it tells us that some of the growth forecasts out there are starting to diverge a little bit from there where these forward-looking signals are going. So even though, you know, we expect GDP to sort of remain relatively steady, the risks are to the downside.
All right. Now, the banks,
What do we know, Mike? So this ANZ, we've got to go there, haven't we? Because, I mean, it's New Zealand's largest bank. It's a huge business in terms of corporate New Zealand. Let's look at the facts, Mike. Let's have a look at the facts. So ANZ had an issue in May, didn't they? They fell foul of the central bank, that's the Reserve Bank, when they removed ANZ's accreditation to model its own operational risk capital requirements. Now, the ANZ was censured. Now, that's a pretty serious step for the central bank to take. Now, the magnitude of the capital discrepancy probably wasn't material, but there was a real element of timing. It couldn't have been worse, given that the RBNZ was looking to increase bank capital requirements and standardise the calculations across the sector. So having New Zealand's largest bank use an incorrect model and having the board signing off regulatory disclosures based on that incorrect information, that's not good. It wasn't the end of the world, but it speaks to controls, Mike. Then late May, CEO David Hisco goes on medical leave. Now, that looks rather opaque now, doesn't it, now that medical leave has become permanent. You've got the old DCM, don't come Monday. Discrepancies over spending, terrible timing, Mike. There will be calls for further inquiries into the sector. It increases the pressure on the board chair, Sir John Key. But, Mike, what I will say, I've been a financial market participant for over 30 years. This guy earns $2.5 million. This is just bloody disappointing. Mm. That's what I'll say. It's disappointing. Guy earns that much money. Pay for your own taxis, for crying out loud. It's disappointing, and there will be repercussions.
Now, what do you make, just while we're on the business of the banks, this farm mediation thing? Where's this going? Is this tangible?
Well, banks are an easy target, aren't they, at the moment? And I have no doubt there's been bullying behaviour, but I'm going to make two comments about this, Mike. The first thing is $63 billion is the amount of debt provided to that sector. So don't beat up too much on the provider of that capital, because the banks are absolutely vital to the performance of the agri sector, first thing. Second thing, if the proposed capital requirements for agri lending are changed, if they need to put more capital aside for agri lending, and in particular for impaired lending, where the borrower is behind in payments, and if that lender of the bank hasn't got a clear route to get their capital back, will that put a higher hurdle on lending to the sector? Will you get an unintended consequence? That's all I'll say.
Good on you. What are the numbers?
26,153 on the Dow Jones. They're up 64 at the moment, about 0.25%. S&P 500, 2895, up 9. And the NASDAQ, 7862, up 65. FTSE 100 gained 11 last night, 7357. The Nikkei, 21124, up 7. Shanghai Composite, 2887, up 5. The ASX, they lost 24 points yesterday, closing 6530. And we lost 0.64%. on the NZX 50, closing at 10,170. Currencies relatively unchanged against the US dollar. On the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will get you 0.6495 US, 0.9478 Aussie, 0.5788 Euro, excuse me, 0.5175 pounds, 70.54 yen, Gold trading at $1,338.74. Brent crude, $61.26.
Yeah, have a good Tuesday. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.